Thank you, Cy. We are going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Grant Ludwig, who had a couple ground balls in that last inning, leads it off here in the fifth. And Ludwig will pop this one up over our heads, foul and out of play, and 0-1. Oh, on the count. Ludwig stepping out of that batter's box. Matt Pickleman looking down to Carter Holthouse. And he comes home. And ground ball. Foul down the third baseline. And 0-2.
Kind of hard to get the offense going off of these two pitchers today, Pickleman and Ethan Volk. They're both throwing some good baseball here so far, scattering three hits for Avon and four hits for Lake Henry over to five innings.
No balls, two strikes. Matt Pickleman kicks and delivers. Pitch a check swing low and in the dirt.
He called it.
They said he went around the base umpire, and Ludwig rung up on strikes.
That one I didn't think so from our
I did not think
here.
So either, no.
Oh, he looked like he held up on that one. And I guess that's the only appeal I can see being made in the check swing when the umpire's at the plate in behind first base. But you know that I always have a little pet peeve with a check swing being appealed by an umpire behind the mound or playing or behind second base.
I do too as well. Yeah. Here's Yeager. Shot up the middle past the diving Caleb Curry and Adam Yeager with a sharp single. One out, and it brings Shane Campson to the plate. Shane is 1-for-2. All right. If you're tuning into the game today, we ask you to turn to 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2. You can pick us up on the AM at AM 1150 and on our stream at mychasm.com. Here's a swing and a miss by Shane Campson. And 0-1. No balls, one strike. That was the fifth Lake Henry hit today. Pickleman works from the stretch, and here's Campson, a shot to second, could be two. Boyd to second for one. Nope. Curry's going to hold on to the ball as Shane safe at first on the fielder's choice.
I think it was a good play by Curry over there at shortstop to hang on to that one. Shane gets down the line really well, and good play by the second baseman to get that force runner.
So we have two outs. Shane Campson now the base runner at first, and Josh Campson to the plate. No extra base hits yet in this ball game. All singles as Campson takes low for a ball, 1-0.
I think everybody's a little psyched with the way the wind is blowing straight out.
You kind of wonder, or do you give credit to the pitchers keeping the ball down?
Yeah. I think you do.
There's a quick throw to first and back safely. I almost thought that base umpire was going to call him out. Shane didn't go back in sliding.
Carter Phillip, he did a little dance around him. And
one ball, no strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Shane Campson goes on the first pitch. Here's Carter Holthouse's throw. Carter
didn't get a hold of it right away, but
he didn't get up.
Knees.
Yeah, he didn't get up. He had trouble gripping that ball. I think the pitch was a little bit high. Campson had swung at it. 1-1 the count.
Still a good throw to second. They had it. Wasn't that far off. A good throw. I think it would have been real close.
Stolen base for Shane Campson. He's in scoring position now with two outs. And Pickleman's pitch. Campson at the plate. Josh takes low for a ball and 2-1.
Josh is in that number two spot for a reason. He drives in runs.
Two balls, one strike. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score. Here's a foul at the plate. And the count's now 2-2. Yeah, this single elimination, both teams, you don't hold nothing back today. Pitchers get in trouble, you bring in another pitcher.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that because you do not play anymore this weekend. And you know, if
even
you start
next. Yeah, next weekend next it's only weekend, one game, too.
Absolutely. That's why you draft three pitchers out of the region. You got lots of pitching. One doesn't work, you go to the next one.
You bet.
Go to the next one and keep this game close the way this one's going.
Matt Pickleman ready. The count 2-2 to Josh Campson and his pitch. Josh will follow this one back and over our heads. The count stays 2-2.
Well, you watch Shane over there at second base. He's getting about a 20-foot jump over there, getting that secondary. He's making Pickleman thinking about him a little bit.
Caleb Curry and Riley Boyd trying to keep Shane close. Here's Pickleman's pitch, and Campson sends it a long way right at the center fielder, though. Taylor Holthaus there makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for Lake Henry here in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. We played five. It's Lake Henry and Avon, scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here from the law firm of Willembring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. I would like to give a shout-out for my partner, Kelly Springer, who has been with our firm since 2011. Kelly is originally from a rural community in Iowa. She has embraced Chasm Country and now lives with her family in Cold Spring. She is one of the heads of our estate planning, real estate, and business law department. Keep listening to Chasm to hear more about our firm.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. 12:07, 7 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Once again, our temperature reading 67 degrees. Some nice sunshine here again at the studios here in Albany. Little breeze out there. Beautiful day. Yes, great day for baseball as we take you back to Maple Lake for more exciting state baseball action.
Si, thank you very much. Thanks for doing a great job back at our studios in Albany. As we miss Si, he was gone for a week, and good to have him back in the saddle again as we're into the afternoon hours now here at Maple Lake. Got a score update from over in Delano. Watkins is leading Stark 2-0 after five. We've got a lot of goose eggs here in Maple Lake. No score after five, top of the sixth inning. And the Avon Lakers will send their middle of the order, their 4-5-6 hitters, Riley Voigt, Josh Becker, and Cody Stick to the plate to face a right-hander, Ethan Vogt, the draftee from El Rosa.
Ground screw just went through the infield here a little bit. Looks nice now to get the sun out a little bit. Looks a little wet over there by third base, doesn't it? Just
yeah.
Along the foul line.
Ethan Vogt ready. Pitch to Voigt. And that bounces up to the plate. And the count 1-0 to Riley Voigt. Riley, 1-for-2 today. Had a base hit to right field in his last at bat. And now Voigt folds one off. And the count at a ball and a strike.
Lake Henry come out of our region with a 3-1 record. So they were number 2 seed out of our region.
Here's Voigt taking it deep to left. Dingman chasing it. This is off the base of the fence. Riley Voigt will stroll into second with a stand-up double.
Wow, got a hold of that one, didn't he?
Game's first extra base hit comes off the bat of Riley Voigt. That'll bring Josh Becker to the plate. And, you know, Reed Voigt did a little sacrificing earlier last inning. I would imagine he might throw the sacrifice on here with Josh Becker coming to the plate.
I think I let him hit away here. I think I let him try to go to the right side and see once what happens.
Carter Wessel coming in on the grass over at first, as is Grant Ludwig at third.
Kind of looks like he's in that mode.
Here's the pitch, and he's going to swing away, and a big swing. A foul tip says the home plate umpire, strike one.
Never know. He probably said, go ahead and take a hack at that first one, yeah. And we'll see once what happens.
0 on the count. Ethan Vogt ready again. And Becker taking the strike called, and he's down in the count. 0-2. Your number 5 hitter, Josh Becker, 0-2 so far today. Here's Vogt's pitch, and a swing and a miss. Strike 3. So Josh Becker strikes out. That'll bring Cody Stick to the plate. Cody, 0 for 2.
Ethan didn't give him any breathing room on that one. Three fastballs.
Went right after him.
One right down the middle and two in the outside corner, and he didn't catch up with either one of them.
Cody Stick reached on an error, and the fly ball to left. The pitch to Cody is outside a ball, 1-0.
Last one might have been a slider to Stick.
One ball, no strikes. Here's the boat pitch. Shot to short. Quade stays down on it, throws it across the diamond. 6-3 on the putout. Yeah, that infield, Don, I mean, you should be getting some really nice hops out of that after the rain, right?
You should. Yes, you should. But I think it's slowing it down, too, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That'll leave it up to Carter Phillippe. Carter with a base hit in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-2. Saw Carter beat out an infield single. He's got some wheels, a big, tall kid going down the line yet. The breaking ball had Phillippe flinching there in strike one.
So now you look at Stick's at-bat there. Do you sacrifice him to third on the ground ball and the next hitter to shortstop?
Might have scored him. Yep.
Unless they're playing the infield in there, and it might get by them then.
Yeah, exactly.
You bet.
A ball called to Carter Phillippe, and the count 1-1. 1-1, Ethan Vogt's pitch, and a swing and a miss by Phillippe. Strike two, 1-2.
Boy, Ethan bearing down after that double, isn't he?
He doesn't take base runners kindly.
No, he doesn't.
The 1-2 on the way to Phillippe, a little bit high in the count, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Reed Voigt on deck for Avon. Riley Voigt leads from second, and the pitch just missing on the outside part of that plate, and the count full at 3-2.
That is such a tough pitch, isn't it? Keep it on that low and on the outside corner to that right-handed hitter.
Gotta really be disciplined not to swing at that. A 3-2 on the way. Here it comes. And outside again. Wow. Ball four. Almost identical spot. Now it's going to put runners at first and second and bring the designated hitter, Reed Voigt, to the plate.
I think Ethan was ready to head to the dugout after that one. That was a close pitch. Very close.
Four walks for Ethan Voigt today. And Reed Voigt drew one of those walks. He also struck out in the fourth. First and second, two outs, and Reed foul tips that one into the mitt of Shane Campson, strike one.
Shane said, that's okay as long as it goes in my mitt, not off my hand.
There you go. He was hit by a foul pitch earlier in this game. The 0-1. Just missing again. Boy, those pitches must just be missing outside by just a smidgen.
All right, got to be close. We got a little different vantage point here, don't we?
We are above the first base dugout, basically. Here's a swing and a miss by Voigt. Strike two. 1-2. Reed really fooled on that Ethan Voigt pitch. Nice stop by Shane.
That must be a slider that there, I think, huh?
One ball, two strikes, two outs. State Tournament Baseball here on KESM. 96th annual. The kick, the pitch, the breaking ball. Voigt is caught looking. And that will end the sixth for Avon. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. We played 5.5. Avon and Lake Henry scoreless. We're back in a minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
It's a Minnesota tradition. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM.
all day and night.
And we're now at 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. More sunshine here than clouds at the time. We're looking pretty nice once again outside. And more baseball action coming your way from Maple Lake as we take you back to Maple Lake State Tournament action with Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Avon and Lake Henry. We're brought to you by Rambo Incorporated, the Greenwald Pub, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Central Minnesota Realty, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, West Central Sanitation, BNS Excavating, over by Belgrade, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joseph, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Albany Family Dentistry, Willembring Dahl, Wilkin and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and now Albany, and Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, and Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, bringing us baseball today. At the plate, it's Matt Quaid, and the first pitch to him. Matt, a ball, 1-0. There's a strike on the inside corner, and the count 1-1 to Quaid.
I'll send out a little birthday wish to Riley McAdams. She's celebrating her sixth birthday today at Grandpa and Grandma's camper today. So happy birthday, Riley.
Here's Quaid. Lines at two. Matt Meyer over at third as he comes back to the dugout with just the handle of the bat. That just shattered the bat.
In half.
And Matt Meyer with a great catch over at third base. And want to give a shout-out, too. We've got some gals down in Tennessee listening to us today. Deanna Leeser, Trish Barton, tuning in from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh. I wonder if they're singing down there.
They could be performing, right?
They could be.
That's right. First pitch to Jason Campson is a strike in 0-1. Now, Jason batting with this cut on his hand now for the first time since he got that cut at second base. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-1. He gets spiked. So don't know how severe it is, but
looks like he's got a pretty good grip on the bat there, so we'll see once when he swings.
There's a ball that just misses outside, that breaking ball, and 2-1.
So you don't want to be on deck behind him here.
2-1 the count. Campson will take a strike, and 2-2. Got a pretty stiff breeze now blowing out to center field here in Maple Lake this afternoon. Just about a north-northwest wind, I believe.
That's what they said today. Anything from the northwest. Northwest. 11 miles an hour.
2-2. Campson will pop this one up. Shallow right field. Coming in, Josh Becker will make the catch for the out. Two down, and here comes Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick 0 for 2 today. A couple ground ball outs.
So we used to hit, we needed 20 miles an hour, so get it up here a little higher.
Nick Dingman, the Laker left fielder, swings and drives it to right field. That's a solid base hit for Nick. Becker coming into field, and so a two-out single for Lake Henry, their sixth hit of the day.
That's Nick Dingman's MO with that there. Anything on that right side, he hits a lot of bases to right center field. Doesn't pull the ball a lot.
No. A lot of these current Lakers, Don, were part of the state tournament team that went into the championship, too, weren't they?
Yes, they are.
Here is Carter Wetzel, and Carter breaks his bat, bloops it to short, and caught by Curry. So that'll end the Lakers' sixth inning. They lose a couple bats here in the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played six, no score. Lake Henry and Avon, we're back in a minute.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc., in the business of promoting your business.
22 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Once again, our temperature reading 67 degrees, some sunshine here at the studios in Albany. As we take you back to Maple Lake, more exciting state baseball tournament coverage with Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Top of the seventh inning, Carter Holthouse leads it off for the Avon Lakers. The high fastball to Carter up by his head, and 1-0 leans Carter back a little bit. 1-0 the count. No runs, six hits, three errors for Lake Henry. No runs, four hits, and no errors for Avon. The breaking ball from Ethan Bowe to strike, and 1-1. So you come with that high fastball, then you come with a breaking ball, just setting them up perfectly, right?
Will you ever. Yes, you. A lot of times you put them down on their seat or their pants, and then you give them that big breaking ball.
Another breaking ball or a slider. That's a rule to strike in 1-2.
Well, New Munich is here for the next game.
Sure, they were hitting on an area field prior to this. Here's a chopper to short, fielded by Quade. On the run, his throw, and Carter Wessel comes up with it. 6-3 in the putout.
So they're playing marble in the next game, so that's a little different contrast in mileage on that one, where New Munich
probably came down the freeway and took the Maple Lake exit on 94.
Yeah. Probably. They got about 50 miles, 59, 60, where marble's 180 miles from
Oof-ta.
Here.
Yeah, long way. Matt Meyer to the plate, the breaking ball, a straight call to Matt, and 0-1. Meyer 0-3 out of the leadoff spot today.
We would have had a stop for a donut if we'd have come 180 miles.
Yes, we would have. Swing and a miss by Meyer in 0-2. Of course, Matt Meyer, grandson of Dick Putz. Dick, which known around Central Minnesota for a long time. That pitch by Ethan goes over the catcher into the backstop. The count 2-2 to Matt.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't.
Putz passed away back in 1991, so I think Matt was a really young kid then. Pitch low. And I believe the count is 2-2. Here's a chopper to third. Grant Ludwig has it go under his glove. Quade comes up with it, throw to first. That gets by Carter Wessel, and Matt Meyer's going to stay over at first, so we'll see here. Infield single for Matt Meyer.
Probably a little bit of an ill advice after that. Was booted a little bit there, but we got Shane Campson here backing up that throw down the first base side there. Otherwise, he gained second base.
So Meyer's going to get the infield single. Caleb Curry to the plate. Caleb 0-3. And the pitch inside to Caleb, and ball one. 1-0 the count. Curry will take low for a ball, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch by Ethan Vogt, low and 3-0.
Caleb's got a little pop in the bat too here, doesn't he, Caleb Curry?
Lakers sending somebody down to the bullpen to throw here in the seventh. The pitch to Curry is high, ball four, so a four-pitch walk to Caleb Curry. And it's almost like Ethan didn't want to have anything to do with him here. Caleb Curry just gave Carter Wessel a big hug over at first. And it's like, I think what you said earlier, that he must have coached him back in ninth grade or
yep,
something like that, 10th grade. Brian Schlungen from St. Martin going down to throw in the bullpen. A swing and a miss by Taylor Holthouse. Strike one. 0-1 the count.
Yeah, they were exchanging pleasantries at second base the time before, too, so they know each other.
Here's Holthaus taking low for a ball in 1-1. Taylor Holthaus today 0 for 1. He's walked twice. Ethan Vogt has walked 5.
Taylor would like to move these guys if he could.
One out, two on. Swing and a miss by Holthaus, strike two. Ethan has not had a perfect 1-2-3 inning yet. There have been runners on base every inning.
He bears down with runners on base, though. We've seen that the last inning.
The pitch, and just a little bit high to Taylor Holthaus, and the count 2-2.
Nice pitch by Ethan. Kept it up at the letters a little bit, but it's a very hittable pitch, isn't it?
Two balls, two strikes. Curry over at first. At second, it's Matt Meyer, and the pitch. Breaking ball that gets away from Shane Campson. Runner's going to move up to second and third as that bounced in front of Shane. He knocked it down, but he couldn't find it. That allowed the runners to move to second and third, and here in the seventh inning, Avon with their most serious threat here in the game.
So your sacrifice is right there now, the one that goes in the dirt. So now Taylor definitely wants to hit it over this side.
Infield in on the grass, 3-2. Vogt's pitch, low ball 4, and he loses Taylor Holthaus. Third walk for Taylor today, and that's going to draw a visit to the mound by Keith Leeser. He's going to go out and talk with the right-hander. We'll see what Keith does, because he's got Brian Schlungen probably throwing pretty hard in the bullpen right now. And coming to the plate, it's Riley Vogt. And Riley's having a good day. He's 2-for-3 already.
Just over 100 pitches right now for Ethan, which I'm sure he's used to. And
with the bases loaded and one out, obviously you have the force at home. See if Avon tries to squeeze one in. Riley Voigt's a great bunter, too. I remember it back when he played for Albany. Always a good bunter. So they have options. Voigt steps into the box.
Got to get it out of the infield here.
Matt Meyer with good speed over at third. Here's Vogt's pitch, and Vogt takes the first pitch. Ludwig gets a glove on it, but it gets by him down the left field line. Dingman charging. It's going to score two, and the Lakers, with an RBI single by Riley Vogt, score two and take the lead, 2-0 in the seventh. Matt Meyer and Caleb Curry both scoring.
Grant didn't get a glove on that, did he? I think that hopped over his glove.
You think it got over his glove? Okay.
Did he get a glove on it?
Made a just a great effort, and of course he was pulled in on the play too. At the plate, Josh Becker, and Josh takes a strike called 0-1. So after one out here in the seventh inning, Avon has scored two. Two walks, two base hits. Six hits so far for Avon. But for Ethan Vogt, the walks, six walks too, have not helped him. Becker will take strike two called and 0-2. That leaves us with base runners at first and second. Taylor Holthaus over at second. Riley Vogt at first.
Still only one out.
Ethan Vogt delivers, and Josh Becker strikes out for the third consecutive time, this time swinging, and two outs. Ethan with seven strikeouts in the ball game, and here's Cody Stick. Cody 0-for-3 today. Ethan Vogt ready again, and the pitch, and Cody pops this one up foul over by the third base dugout. Grant Ludwig giving chase and makes the catch as he reaches back to grab it for the third out, and that'll end Avon's seventh. But they do some damage, scoring two runs on two hits. No Laker errors and two men left on base. We played 6.5, Avon 2, and Lake Henry nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy, so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your home and farm policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We're now at 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. And our temperature reading now at 68 degrees, on the way to about 73, a beautiful day here in central Minnesota. And just a little household information, we plan to do the birthday club and funeral announcements and our Farm Service Agency report. That's all coming your way between games today, so stay tuned for all of that as well. Back to Maple Lake, more exciting baseball action with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. We have our work cut out for us here. If you're a Lake Henry fan, they trail 2-0 now to Avon, and it is Aaron Savelko at the plate. A count of 1-1. Matt Pickleman delivers a little bit low in the count, 2-1. Pickleman has been able to really keep the ball on the ground, Lake Henry, today.
Yes,
they do have six hits off of him, but there's been a couple weak singles. Infield single.
A couple little line drives into the outfield. A couple balls hit fairly decent. But like you said, basically ground ball pitcher right here.
The count, 2-2 to Aaron Savelko. Matt Pickleman delivers. This is fouled back and out of play. And the count at 2-2 yet.
If that's what you want on the mound. You want somebody that can get you some ground balls. Make sure your defense is playing good behind you.
The 2-2. Savelko drives this to right center field, and that's going to drop in front of Taylor Holthaus. Holthaus will get it back into the infield quickly, but a leadoff single for Aaron Savelko, and anytime you do get a base runner, the tying run comes to the plate.
Yeah. Going to pinch hit here for Adam Yeager. They're going to send Adam Miller up to the plate.
Actually, for Grant Ludwig.
Grant Ludwig.
So Adam Miller will get a pinch hit. Miller to the plate. 0-2 was Grant Ludwig today. The lead over at first by Savelko, and Adam Miller will foul it to the backstop, and 0-1 to Adam.
Adam was going to tie this game up on that swing. He got a piece
yes,
of it.
Yes, he was.
Straight back.
Adam can still swing that lumber for Lake Henry. The ball is 1-1.
He knows what it's like to hit a home run in a state tournament, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Check swing on that pitch, and the count at 1-1.
Just became a papa again this week with his fourth child born this week.
One
girl, I believe.
1-1 the count, and over the top of that curveball, and now 1-2. Ball and 2-2. Adam Yeager on deck. One, two, the kick, the pitch. Strike three called, and Adam Miller gets caught looking. One out. Watkins is still leading Stark 2-0. That's in the middle of the eighth inning. So Watkins trying to move on to next week's action. Yeager at the plate, 1-2 today, and Adam fouls this for by the third base dugout, counting 0-1.
Fans didn't even flinch over there, did they, Randy?
No, they didn't.
You get a line drive over there, you better be heads up.
0 on the count. The pitch to Yeager, a strike two and 0-2.
Pinkelman's curveball is really working nice yet, isn't it? Keeping that as his off-speed pitch here, and he's doing a good job with it.
Savalco, who was taking a lead over at first, Pinkelman throws over there just to remind Aaron Savalco, hey, I've not forgot about you.
Might be a little hit and run going on here, but...
Taking the lead again, Savalco. And Matt Pickleman comes home. Here's a chopper to third by Matt Meyer into the left field corner. Picked up there by the left fielder, and Savalco won't have a chance to go to third, but the Lakers with runners at first and second, one out, and they're top of the order.
Couldn't place that much better, could you, down the third baseline by a left-handed hitter?
I'll bring Shane Campson to the plate. Shane 1-for-3 today. Had a base hit in the third. 2-0 Avon leading here, bottom of the seventh inning.
Sure, Avon's looking for that ground ball here now in the infield. Middle's playing back third baseman in a little bit.
Here's the pitch from Pickleman, just inside to Shane, ball one. 1-0 the count. Pickleman working from the stretch, and Campson will take inside, and 2-0.
Winner in this game will get a chance to take on Red Wing, which would be next Sunday at 11 o'clock.
Two balls, no strikes. Matt Pickleman kicks and delivers. There's a strike and 2-1. I had mentioned that Avon had not gone 1-2-3 today. Lake Henry's only gone 1-2-3 once. So, I mean, of all the innings, we've only had one inning where it was 1-2-3.
Yep.
Not a base runner. Otherwise, there's always been activity on the bases. Here's Campson, ground ball to second. Riley Voigt to second for one. No relay. They throw back to third. Savalco gets back to third as Caleb Curry again deciding to hang on to that ball rather than throw it to first.
I think that was a wise choice again on Caleb's part. He's going to watch Aaron. If he takes that big turn, he's going to get him at third.
So Campson reaches on the fielder's choice, 4-6. Adam Yeager out. Two outs and Josh Campson. Josh has been to the plate a number of times with an opportunity to do some damage here today. He had two men on, actually make it one man on in the fifth inning. Also, he had a guy on in the third. They left two on base in the third. First pitch, a strike call to Josh Campson. 2-0, Avon leading Lake Henry here in the bottom of the seventh. Pickleman's pitch. Campson takes strike two, called, and 0-2.
Good fastball by Pinkelman on the outside corner to Josh.
The Malds, two strikes.
This is where you want to be if you're Pinkelman in this situation with Josh. Josh, a good hitter.
The pitch. Campson drives it to right center field. Coming hard is the right fielder, Becker. He dives and makes the catch.
Oh.
Josh Becker laying it out and takes a hit away from Josh Campson here in the seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on for Lake Henry. We have played seven, Avon two, and Lake Henry nothing. More to come in a minute here on KSM.
Wow. The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day.
If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're now at 19 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Beautiful day here in Central Minnesota. 68 degrees now here in Central Minnesota. As we take you back for more exciting baseball action, it's state tournament action from Maple Lake with Randy and Don.
Very good, side. Top of the eighth inning coming up, 2-0. Avon leading Lake Henry.
We're going to get a new pitcher here for the Lake Henry Lakers. Brian Schlungen, the drafty from St. Martin, will come in and take over the pitching duties from Ethan Vogt through seven innings.
So, Brian finished his warm-up tosses, and he will face the bottom part of the order, the 7-8-9 hitters, Carter Phillippe, Reed Voigt, and Carter Holthaus, and first pitch of ball from Brian Schlungen, 1-0 to Phillippe.
Brian, hard-throwing right-hander.
And a swing and a miss by Phillippe, strike one. One ball, one strike, the count. Some activity, too, in the Avon bullpen. Looks like one of their draftees is throwing down the line. Left-hander. There's a strike called, and now 1-2 to Carter Phillippe. The pitch, fouled to the backstop. Brian, a 2011 graduate of Albany High School, so he played with a lot of these Avon Laker players.
Yes, he did.
One, two, the count. Pitch from Schlungen in the dirt, and the count 2-2.
I was just going to say, I don't see Brian throw too many breaking balls, but when he's ahead in the count, he does have a curveball.
2-2 the count. Schlungen delivers. Low and 3-2.
Pitcher in the bullpen doesn't turn enough so I can catch the number, but he's got a uniform like the Baltimore Orioles, doesn't he?
3-2, and Phillippe swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That is St. Stephen uniform. Looks like Nick Krippner, I believe. Yep. Tony Harlander will pinch hit for Reed Voigt. As the train goes through Maple Lake. Same train line that you'll hear going through Kimball. If you're at a baseball game in Kimball, it's going right by the park here in Maple Lake. Harlander takes high for a ball. 2-0 the count to Tony Harlander. There's a fastball from Schlungen, strike one. Two balls, one strike.
Brian does a bulk of the catching for the St. Martin Martins.
Pitch on the outside corner. That's strike two, and now 2-2. 2-2 the count. And just a little bit inside to Tony Harlander in the count full, 3-2. The Schlungen pitch. Harlander ground ball back to Schlungen on the mound. And the flip to first. 1-3 on the putout. Two outs. And Carter Holthaus to the plate. Carter Holthaus today, 1-for-3. The pitch from Schlungen to Carter Holthaus is a strike and 0-1.
sun come out nice here now, doesn't it, Randy? I think that should dry up the park a little bit.
You bet. Holthaus slaps a single to left field right over Ludwig's head. And a two-out single for Avon here in the eighth.
I like that changeup from Brian. Changeup or curveball, I'm not sure what it was, but he just kept his weight back nice on that one, did Carter Holthaus.
Bring Matt Meyer to the plate. Matt Meyer so far today, 1-for-4. Had a base hit, scored one of the Lakers' two runs last inning. And a fly ball to right field. Jaeger seems to have a beat on it, and he does. He makes the catch for the out. And that will end the eighth for Avon. No runs on one hit. No errors, one left on. We played 7.5. Avon 2, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
13 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 68, our temperature here in Albany. Back to Maple Lake. Yes, exciting action at Maple Lake State Tournament action. More action with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the eighth inning for Lake Henry. There are 3-4-5 hitters, Matt Quaid, Jason Campson, and Nick Dingman. Quaid so far today, 1-for-2. 1-for-2 was hit by a pitch back in the third inning. Broke his bat on the last at-bat when he lined out to the third baseman, Meyer. And here's a ground ball foul down the third baseline, and 0-1. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for Avon. No runs, eight hits, and three errors for the Lake Henry Lakers. Lake Henry actually out hitting Avon. Matt Pickleman's gone the distance. Quaid swings over the top of that breaking ball, and the count at 0-2. The ball is two strikes. Pickleman looking down to Holthaus. He has the sign, and he comes home. Another breaking ball that just misses inside. Count 1-2.
Pickleman, I think, thought he had that one.
One ball, two strikes. Here's a shot to Curry, and that's going to go off his glove into left field. Waiting to see what the official scores at. Curry went to the backhand. A hit. So a hit it is.
Wow.
By Matt Quaid. And it'll bring Jason Campson to the plate. Jason Campson. Here's a shot past the diving Curry into left field. So back-to-back hits for the Lakers of Lake Henry.
So this is actually, it's got to be a sacrifice situation here, you would think. Dingman up to the plate. Apparently decent bunter.
I would say maybe the team's best bunter.
Probably. I think you're right.
And Nick Dingman looking down to Tom Ludwig, who flashes some of those signs. First and second, nobody out. Nick Dingman with Carter Wessel and Aaron Savelko behind him.
Pick on the shortstop inning here so far.
Carter Phillippe ready to charge at first. Dingman shows bunt, and he bunts it foul. It hit him in the box, says the home plate umpire. And that's a good call by the umpire to avoid any controversy whatsoever. Just call it foul. That line is just about gone.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, don't
that
create.
Was close.
Yeah, it was close, though, yes. As Nick started running.
See, that's the thing with sacrificing. Stay in the box.
Yeah. 0-1. Pitches high for a ball and 1-1. You're right, Don, because it's a sacrifice. You're not trying to get a base hit
right.
here.
You right? got to stay in that box, because if you do lay that bunt down like that, ball that come back up, you're in the
putting yourself in a position to get hit by it.
Yes.
Quaid at second. Campson at first. Pickleman on the mound. The pitch. Dingman puts a bunt down the third baseline. It's going to go foul. And now 1-2 to Nick Dingman. You know, Nick likes to push that ball to first base, and Phillippe charging so fast, he's forced to just put it on the third baseline
yes,
and went foul there.
Yes, he is. So now, if you're Keith Leisner or Tom Ludwig at third, I'd definitely put it down again.
One ball, two strikes. And does Pickleman come with that big bender now, try to bunt a big curveball, huh? Dingman swinging away. He'll pop this one up over by the first base dugout. Carter Holthaus makes the catch for the out. What a catch. Sliding is Carter Holthaus right down in front of us.
Wow.
Some great hustle by Carter. That'll bring Carter Wessel to the plate. And I don't know, do you still try to get the guys in scoring position?
I think you do. Randy, I still think on that last step, two miscues on the bunt. One was a good bunt, and it just rolled foul, but mm-hmm. you got to give them that chance to put that sacrifice down again. I think you do.
I think you want those guys at second and third. Anything can happen. We saw Pickleman throw a wild pitch a couple times today. Wessel swinging away, though, as he fouls it off at the plate, and the count 0-1 to Carter Wessel. No balls, one strike. Two on for the Lakers here in the eighth. They trail 2-0. Trying to get on the scoreboard. Carter Wessel will take a ball high. And now 1-1. One ball, one strike.
So they don't have a relief pitcher warmed up here, you said, from
St. Stephen. He was throwing, you bet.
Nick Krippner. He's a lefty, wasn't he?
He was. Wessel lines it over Curry's head. Oh, Curry deked him out, deked Quaid out, and they're going to throw to third, and Curry tags Quaid
wow.
out. What a deke by Caleb Curry.
Oh,
and Matt Quaid gets tagged out. He went back to second thinking Curry caught the line drive, and he is tagged out at third base.
That was just about mass chaos, wasn't it?
It'll go as a hit for Wessel, the way it looks. And then Matt Quaid retired on the throw from the outfield.
Wow.
Not a hit. Not a hit.
That's a long
Here's one. Savalko driving it to right. Becker back by the fence, and it's going to go off the fence. It's going to score Campson. Wessel, he's at third, and he's going to hold on as Aaron Savalko rolls into second with a double. And the Lakers have scored one here in the eighth. It's now 2-1. So the Lakers, with just a lot of hits here in the inning, have only scored one run, though.
Yes.
Oh. So Matt Quaid was retired on the fielder's choice. That's how they're going to score it. Wessel does not get credit for a hit. And now Savalko doubles. Coming in to score is Jason Campson. Over to third goes Carter Wessel. And we've got Grant Ludwig, who was pinch hit for in his last at-bat, back in the box. Now Grant's got two strikeouts today. Two to one, bottom of the eighth inning. Pickleman's pitch to Grant Ludwig, a breaking ball strike, and 0-1. Boy, that
Getting
Caleb
a little
Curry.
Bit of everything here too, aren't
Curry,
we?
Curry, you go back to that deke.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
It'll be talked about for a long time. There's another strike to Grant Ludwig, and 0-2. Ludwig didn't think that was worthy of being called a strike. 0-2.
Now if you're the pitcher, you got to be careful what you throw here that you don't get a pass ball here, anything in the dirt.
See if he goes right at Grant Ludwig. 0-2. Ludwig's not been able to hit that breaking ball of his today. Here's Pickleman's pitch. Fastball line back to one hopper to Pickleman on the mound. He spears it and throws to first, 1-3 on the putout, and that'll end the Lakers' threat here in the eighth inning. But, boy, they had opportunities, scoring one run on three hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We played eight. It's Avon 2, Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation, wishing all the best to the teams in this year's Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament. They all worked hard to get to this point. If you can, get out to the games and cheer on your home teams or tune into CHASM for live broadcast. The 2019 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament games are played in Dassel, Delano, and Maple Lake this year. West Central Sanitation is a proud sponsor of the games aired on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.